USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York and New Jersey will get federal aid to help in the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. That's because President Biden is signing off on a disaster. That's because President Biden is signing off on disaster declarations for both states. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this means folks impacted by the storm are eligible for federal funds. This includes housing assistance, crisis counseling, unemployment, home repairs, and legal services. Biden also set to visit both states tomorrow. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is in Qatar to discuss evacuation efforts in Afghanistan following the U.S. withdrawal. Blinken meeting with senior officials after arriving in Qatar's capital of Doha today. Blinken also set to visit with Afghan refugees in Germany this week. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
South Lake Tahoe evacuation orders have been lifted as the Caldor fire battle continues.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Caldor fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Caldor Fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Most of New Zealand is coming out of a lockdown after the discovery of one coronavirus infection. The country's prime minister announcing the lockdown will be lifted for places outside of Auckland late Tuesday night. That's where the outbreak is located, and the city is New Zealand's most populated. This is USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The Taliban says it's taken complete control of the latest province held by Afghan resistance forces. The Taliban's chief spokesman saying on Monday it controls every province in Afghanistan 3 weeks after taking over Kabul. This as hundreds of Americans are still stranded in Afghanistan after U.S. troops left last week. President Biden is taking heat over stranding Americans in Afghanistan, including from former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who tells ABC's This Week,
"There's a difference between stubbornness and strength. I didn't say he was too strong. I said he was too stubborn. And I think he disregarded the advice of his generals, clearly in a way that
the generals were wrong for an awful long time as well.
But George, this one was pretty easy. What he did was he put a cap on the amount of money that they could spend on the withdrawal. Put a cap on it. And he said, you spend it however you want. But the amount of money he gave them was not enough to keep Bagram Air Base open and do what they had to do at the Kabul airport. So they had to make a choice. And when you didn't have both of those options, we saw what happened. But the even bigger problem here is that he can't convey that strength if he's not going to be a president who takes questions. And I think one of the big problems he's got right now is every time he goes out before the press, he's telling people, well, they told me I can't take questions or I can only take questions from you. You can't project strength if you look scared.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.